word is what heals them and delivers them from their destruction. The word of God is the ordained instrument for deliverers of all kinds. Join God's servant, Sunny E. Olide of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word of God ordained for your deliverance. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Healing and Deliverance.
John chapter 5, verse 24. The Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Energy. I tell you the truth. Who listening to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life, they will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. One thing I will share with us tonight is understanding what Jesus has given to you. Understanding what Jesus has given to us. Understanding what Jesus has given to us. Understanding, can you say I receive grace? To understand what Jesus has given unto me in the name of Jesus Christ. How many of you believe that he has done a wonderful thing for you?
He's done it.
You don't need to see it to believe. Just believe what he said. Do you understand it? Can you say, I am passed from death unto life?
I am passed from death.
I am passed from sickness and disease into healing and air. Because I have eternal life. We are taking delivery of what belongs to us here tonight. In our past, sit down, sorry. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. In our passage where we read, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life. He shall not come into trouble, into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Say it again, I am passed from sickness and disease into healing ahead. I am now in healing ahead. So you are passed. It means you are passed. As far as legal right is concerned, from God's perspective, you are passed. So learn for you to know and to take delivery of that. That's why we are saying tonight we are going. You know, when we are singing that song, you don't know that you are prophesying over your life. When you sing it again and again and again, then something will start happening. Because something is happening in your life already. Say it once again, say, because I am a believer, I have eternal life. I will not come into condemnation. I am passed from death unto life, from sickness and disease into healing and health. Don't forget this. Because no matter how powerful the word of God is as a rest for us, it takes your heart and your mouth to receive. I have came to understand from the word of God that Christianity is called a confession religion. A confession. Confession of what Christ has done. Confession of what the Holy Ghost is doing. Confession of what you can do in him. Confession of what he's doing for you right now at the right hand of God. You must understand all this. Do you understand the point? Our confession is the confession of Christ. not the confession of our past. Hear this again. Christianity, when they say a person is a child of God, he has learned how to confess what Christ has done, who Christ is, what Christ has made him to be, what the Holy Ghost is doing in his life, and what Jesus is doing for him presently at the right hand of God. No one will lay anything to your charge anymore. Do you get the point I'm making? Don't be religion here. We don't need religion here. Christianity is a life that confesses Christ. Today will be the last day you will see sickness and disease in your life. Now we are ready, say, verily, verily, truly, truly, assuredly, assuredly, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. How many of you believe you have eternal life? The divine nature of God. What next follow you? You have passed from what? From death unto life. From sickness and disease into healing and health. You have passed. You have. It means you have crossed it. So you can't come again. But you must know it. That is the understanding what Jesus has given unto us. This is the key to this matter. Many of us look for healing, forgetting that the healer lives in you. I remember in those days when we begin to ask God for power. You know, we pray very well. We read all manner of books to make sure that can we get God's power. Not knowing that even the power source lives in you. What a great thing. Do you understand? I'm just pushing you to somewhere now. Say, you will not come into condemnation, but you are. Do you get the point now? What did he say you are passed from? What is the meaning of death? When they say you are dead, it means you are not with God. You are with Satan. And the best, one of the best gifts that Satan has is sickness and disease. Yes? He steals your joy. He steals people's joy. Kill their body. Destroy them. But Jesus came to give us life. And that we have that life abundantly. And I begin to, how do I have this life abundantly? By constant speaking of that life. By constant and continual word, speaking. Don't forget this. No one rises above his confession. Proverbs 18, verse 20 and 21. Say, I have passed from death unto life, from sickness and disease, into healing and health. Because I have eternal life, the nature of God, the miracle performing nature of God, the healing life of Jesus is working in me. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. How can we now be occupied with that life? By continuous speaking of that life. It's not one way, one day issue. It's a continuous something. Do you understand the point? I want us to read it again. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. How will you have this life abundantly? By constant and continual speaking of it. Say once again, because I am a believer, I have eternal life. I will not come into condemnation. I have passed from sickness and disease into healing and health in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do you hear it? And he proceeded in 21 and said, death and life are in the So if we go back to sickness and disease, it lies in your tongue. If we enjoy healing ahead, it lies in your tongue. Death and life. You know, you say you are passed from death unto life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love you shall eat the fruit thereof. The one you love is the one you enjoy. Do you understand my point? The thing hitting my head, you enjoying it. With his stripes I am healed, you will enjoy it. I am healing ahead, you will enjoy it. Do you understand the point? It's a serious issue. I think one of the major problems we have in Christendom today is because we don't even know what to say. Continue speaking it, it is then you will have it more abundantly. Oh my God, are you with me? Say once again, I am a believer. I have eternal life. I am passed from death unto life, from sickness and disease, into healing and health. I am now in healing and health. No sickness, no disease that touches my body will survive from today in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because I have in me the killer of sickness and disease walking in me, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do you get the point? Who say you are passed? Huh? If you say you are passed from death unto life, can he lie? He can't lie. Learn this thing. If you go back home, you ponder on this matter again, you keep echo, you will see the kind of joy you have never experienced before. Do you understand? Eh? Oh my God. Let's go back to ourselves. I'm going somewhere. We are doing both theory and practical at the same time. Start up to now. That is not the gospel. Keep echoing what the life is capable of doing. Keep echoing what eternal life is capable of doing in your life. You will have life and have it more abundantly. You will be filled with the power of this life as you continue echoing it. From now, any bacteria or viruses or sickness and disease that touches your body will die instantly. Because you have the life of God in you. It's not there for nothing. It's there for a reason. Verily, verily, I say unto you. I know you say unto me. If you check my Bible the way I rewrite my own Bible, you will be shocked. Eh? Verily, verily, I say unto me. Me that believeth, me that heareth his word, and believeth on him that sent him, have everlasting life. I shall not come into condemnation, but I am passed from death unto life. I am passed from sickness and disease into healing and health. If he say he will pass, we may doubt it. Say, but pass me, you can't go back there. Somebody that passed common entrance and he go to secondary school and finish secondary and finish university, they say, no, go back to common entrance. What will they tell you? I passed, I'm no longer there. May I tell you again and again, no single child of God is in sickness and disease. It is because they don't know. You just have to realize this. Let me take my time to get to the depth of this matter. Give us 1 John chapter 3, verse 14 again. You will see what he said. Say with all authority, I am no longer in sickness and disease. Say with all boldness. Say, I have passed from sickness and disease into healing and health. We know that we have passed, Kai. We know it is your duty to know. We know that we have passed from death unto life. What a great thing. Say it again. I'm no longer in sickness and disease. I have passed from sickness and disease into healing and health. Say it once again. I have passed from sickness and disease into healing and health. Say it once again. I have passed from sickness and disease into healing and health. Look at it.
Look at what it says.
We know it is your duty to know. Today you are knowing. Say, I know from today that I have passed from sickness and disease into healing and health. Whenever they are looking for sickness and disease, they can never find it in my sight. Because I have passed the sickness and disease into healing and health. A sick person cannot think well. He can't think right. Say no more pains in my body. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Verse 15. He that hath no nature of God, he abideth in sickness and disease. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. What do you have as you believe on Jesus? You have eternal life. What does it tell you now? It means you are no longer in sickness and disease, but you are now in healing and health. Say it once again, I am in healing and health. Eternal life supplies you the healing life of Jesus into every faculty of my being in the name of Jesus. Leviticus chapter 17 verse 11. Know what I think that is strange? You know it looks strange. Because they have told you you can't live without that. But I'm telling you by the Spirit of God, in accordance to God's word, you have passed. You are not there. Anytime you feel pain, say, tell the devil he made mistake. In the name of Jesus. Away. Because the covenant of the New Testament is between Jesus and the Father. And every child of God is a beneficiary thereof. For the life, look at that life, eternal life talking about. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. What does it mean? Because of eternal life you have, your blood cannot be contaminated. For the life, the divine life of God, is in the blood. When eternal life comes, it imparts your blood. How many of you believe that? I know I can never have blood disease because eternal life is there. To send any demon away from me. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Oh my God. Can you say I have eternal life? My blood is very pure. Eternal life. The nature of God. The divine life of God. The reproducing life of God. Is working in me. Working in my blood. Walking in my bone, walking in my system, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Walking in my eyes, I will never have that problem. Because eternal life supplies this light into my eyes, into my ear. I will see clearly all the days of my life, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Oh, glory to God.
I don't know what is working in you, but what is working in me every day is God's eternal life. Because the Holy Ghost giveth life to my mortal body. No more sickness for me. No more disease for me. Can you say no more sickness for you? No more disease for you. Echo it very well. Because eternal life is working in me. How many of you believe this? As, let me tell you, no demon can remain in your body as long as you keep coming here. Have you read your Bible? When it says, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Have you read that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Excuse me. Do you think that the Holy Ghost will be working in you and sickness will still sit down there?
No way.
Everything called sickness and disease in your life, I command them right now to live in the name of Jesus. The reason is because you have the Almighty God working in you. So let's just read the Bible, take it as it is. The Word of God is God's is the revelation of God's heart to man's heart. When your heart captures it, that's all. Do you get the point now? Jesus came to bring life and immortality to life. Life. He condemned every deadness. Everything killing, weakening your body is gone forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus. What is working in you? Is this who is working in you? Healing you? Strengthening you? Refreshing your body? Sanitizing your blood? Straightening your bones? Cleansing your eyes? Purifying your mind? Destroy every bacteria and viruses of disease in your life? That is it. It's working. To be a Christian means you are a confession of Christ. The first time I saw that God opened my eyes to see, I didn't see, I see vision. I understand what is really concerning me. That Jesus is praying for me. Hey. He's praying. The reason why he liveth in heaven is to pray that I will not fail. From there I know that I cannot fail. How many of you believe that? Let me show you something so that you can get some. How many of you are getting? What is working in you? It's working. Whatever needs to be cleansed in your body, it will cleanse it. Whatever needs to be replaced, it will replace it. Whatever needs to be recreated, it will recreate it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Learn to believe God's word. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And what pleasure God is to heal you. Healing ahead is his pleasure. Sickness and disease is not his first pleasure. Get it. Give me NLT, please. I'm going somewhere now before I run down and go away. I'm so happy. He has done wonderful things. His counsels of old are faithfulness and truth concerning me and concerning you. His thought towards you is thought of good, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Everyone under the bondage of hopelessness, receive hope now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. And what has kept us captive is religion. See, God is working in me. He starts working in me. Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans chapter 8. Don't stop confessing it. Just keep confessing it. It gladdens God's heart. Don't say, this one I say too much. No, not too much. Just keep saying it. The more you say it, the more you have. Do you get the point? A time will come you when they talk of sickness, I say, no. It can't come. This my body is a stranger to him. He can't come. They are not friends. I will Romans chapter 8. Let's read from verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, say God is for me. God is not against me. God is for my body. God is not against my body. God is for me. It's not against me. It can never be against me. All the days of my life. For if God be for us, who can be against us? Some of us doesn't need to read more than 5 verses in a day. Sit down with it until the light come out. Don't read 5 chapters, it's too much for you. You can't swallow it off. He that feared not his own son, but delivered him all for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Is healing all, part of all things? Is deliverance part of all things? Are he giving you or is he about to give you? Say, I have healing ahead. I have no sickness and disease. I have healing ahead. It is given to me by Jesus Christ. I have healing ahead. I have healing ahead. My body is filled with healing ahead, not with sickness and disease. Yet at the tree. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also maketh intercession for us? The one maketh, it makes. It's a continual matter. It doesn't stop. Will he pray for you to fall? Will he pray for you to fail? Will he pray for you to be destroyed? How many of you thank Jesus every day for praying for you? You don't ask Jesus to pray for you. Thank him because he's doing it. When Satan lay anything he charge against you, what will you tell him? Idiot, go. In Jesus' name, here we go. Who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us. And he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. You learn and say, Lord, nothing must touch him. Nothing must touch him. And you wake up and say, I wake up by 2 o'clock. You wake up or he wake you up. Hallelujah. The simplicity of the gospel is what the devil used to deceive people. He thought that you have one kind something to do. Is it your job? Do I have anything to do here? No. What do I need to do? Give thanks to him. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for sitting at the right hand of my Father in heaven, praying for me, interceding for me, pleading for me. What a great thing. How many of you believe the gospel? Say thank you, Lord Jesus, for sitting at the right hand of God, praying for me, interceding for me. Do you know one thing about his prayer for you? He neither sleep nor slumber. There is no man of God that does not sleep. But Jesus never sleep. And he said, because he never sleep or slumber, therefore he never stop praying for you. If you know this, will he not destroy every fear from you? Say thank you, Lord Jesus, for sitting at the right hand of my Father in heaven, praying for me, pleading for me, interceding for me. Can you say you cannot fail now? So everything, every fear of failure in your life, die right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Can you see the great blessing we have now? He is in us walking. He's up there walking. All for our sake. Everyone under the sound of my voice, may God destroy religion over your life. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We will read the two scriptures and leave it. I want us to give thanks to God. He has done more than enough. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead liveth in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also give it life to your mortal body. This mortal. He gives life by his spirit that dwelleth in you. This is what gives me healing every day. If I wake up, I remember, I go back again. Thank the Holy Ghost for giving life to my mortal body. He gave life to my blood. He gave life to my bones. He gave life to my heart. He gave life. No more heart disease for you. No more heart failures for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. One reason the Holy Ghost dwelleth in you, one reason is that, one of the reasons is because he gives life. You know, of course, it doesn't fail. But you know, as he supply life to your body, if you didn't comprehend that, you may think that that life is not there. Say thank you, Holy Spirit, for dwelling in me, giving life to my mother's body. Can you imagine? It's this same Holy Ghost that raised Jesus from the dead. And you know that before Jesus was crucified, there are a lot of marks in his body. Tear piercing, beating, tearing. And they bury him with such on the third day when he risen. No single God. Someone that bleed that day before yesterday. But today, they pierce me in his hand. He says, see my hands. See the mark of the nail. But there is no wound on the nail. Every mark, every wound in your body, in your system, is he permanently.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
See the mark, but the wound has been healed within 3 days. Instead, the same Holy Spirit who does that is the one living in you, supplying life to your mortal body, making your life to be more fresher on a daily basis, cleansing your blood. Say thank you, Holy Spirit, for dwelling in me, for giving life to my mother's body. No more sickness for me. No more disease for me. Because the Holy Spirit liveth in me, giving life, supplying life, the health life, the healing life of Jesus Christ into my mother's body on a daily basis. In the name of Jesus. Who wrote this? The Holy Ghost. If you don't believe what the Holy Ghost says, I wonder what you are going to believe. Huh? Do you know why he does that for you? Because he delighted in you. It's interesting. Give us energy. Good. The Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by this same spirit living within you. You don't need to plead with him. He's doing it. But you must acknowledge it. It is there you become partakers of it. I am a beneficiary of his sacrifice. Psalm 18, verse 17 and 19. Who is walking in you? Eternal life, giving life, saturating life, supplying life, vigor, energy, ability into your mortal body. When we say we cannot be sick again, we know why. We have seen something. His spirit, but I use my mouth to declare it every day. He delivered me from my strong enemy. Not that he will deliver me. He delivered me. He delivered me from my strong enemy. And from there which hated me. For they were too strong for me. But he delivered me. Then verse 19. Very powerful. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. He didn't deliver me because I prayed. He delivered me because he delighted in me. He healed me because he delighted in me. Ah. Can you say thank you, Lord Jesus, for delivered me because you delighted in me? How many of you believe the word? And learn to speak it. Huh? Do you know the meaning of belief? Belief simply means you have. So what I've read to you is what you have. So you use your mouth to take what, declare what you have. I've learned that the greatest education is not to acquire no more knowledge. The greatest education that the Holy Ghost has taught me is to understand the power within me. Do you understand what I say? The greater education is to understand the capacity of what God has made you to be. A man of understanding will draw it out. We educate what is within. What is within you can feed the whole world. What is within you can heal the whole world. The person that dwelleth in you has the capacity to deliver the whole world. But only a man of understanding will pull it out. He didn't say a man of understanding will have to eat. Cancer in the heart of man is like deep water. But a man of understanding will what? Will draw it out. Educate it. Oh. How can you have the divine life of God and you are sick? Because you didn't know that is there. The greatness of God, the fullness of God is lying in you dormant. So when the word of God now landed on it, oh, this, something happened. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let the giant of the Almighty in you begin to find expression. How many of you believe that the giant, oh my God, look at what he said, please, help me read it. Cancer. What is that cancer? The mighty Holy Ghost. Recreated your spirit man. Your spirit man become the cancer of God. The ability of God in the heart of man is like deep water. But a man of understanding will do what? Draw me, educate. You draw it out. That's why I say the greatest education is to know the power that lies in me. Eternal life is in you. Your spirit has been recreated. The mighty Holy Ghost dwelleth there. And Jesus gave you the legal right to use his name. Not only that, you are hooked up with him. I don't see anything that's bigger than this. Do you understand my point? Huh? And the name of Jesus Christ controls the three. The heaven, the head, and we have access unto this. Why are we not as we are? We refuse to take responsibility. Stand to your feet. Give me an idea of this verse. I love the word of God is the best. The word of God is a revelation of God's heart to man's heart. When is the revelation of his heart touches your heart know that something has happened. No more sickness for you. Though good advice lies deep within the heart. Kai. What kind of advice? Good advice lies deep within the heart. A person with understanding will draw it out. When you are speaking, what God says concerning you, what are you doing? You are pulling something out. Your environment have no option that will affect it. No more failure for you. Say, because I have eternal life, I have passed from death unto life, from sickness and disease into healing and health. I am in healing and health. No more sickness for me. No more disease for me. My sick days are over forever. Why do you put your food inside freezer? To preserve it. Eternal life is given unto you to preserve you.
Hallelujah.
When you put your food in the freezer, nothing will spoil it. Eh? If any germ touch the food, what happened? Another germ, greater germ, kill that germ. Eternal life is the greatness of God in you to kill anything that Satan will send to you. I have come that they may have life. He was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Don't go with it. The eternal life is the divine life of is God's life. But he must find expression. Say from today, no more sickness for me. No more disease for me. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Say with all boldness, no more sickness for me. No more disease for me. Eternal life is working in me. The Holy Ghost is working in me. Giving life to my mother's body. In the name of Jesus. Giving life to my blood. Giving life to my bones. Giving life to my muscles. Giving life to my eyes. Giving life to my hair. Giving life to every faculty of my being. Transforming me. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lastly, the measure of your healing and health is the Lord himself. The measure of your healing and health is the Lord himself. The measure of your healing and health is the Lord himself. The measure of your healing and health is the Lord himself. The measure of your healing and health is the Lord himself. The measure of your healing and health is the Lord himself. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I say to you right now, in accordance to God's word, whatever is not of God in your life is die right now. I say, whatsoever the devil has played in your body, die right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thequeen.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-35-537-845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-32-914775. Jesus is Lord.